And
can you wrestle him off when you skin
him? Well, you just grab him and hold on to him to take you. You can take a hat pin. You know what a hat pin is? Well, you can take that hat pin and you can kill a gator if he's 12 foot long with that hat pin. I can take the little blade of my pocket knife and kill a big gator with it because I know right where to hit him. And you hit him right back there in the crease. He's got a crease back there, and it's just got a spot about that big. You run that right in there like that, and he'll just tremble. And that's and you cut him. And I killed a lot of them with my shotgun. It'd be 10, 12 foot gators and 8 foot gators. I'd kill a heap of them. But we get for a 3 foot hide, 50 cents. Mm-hmm. If you skin him and for that just a hide, well, they'd give you 50 cents. Well, so you wouldn't waste a shell on this, that, so you just catch that rascal and kill him with your pocket knife and save that shell, see? Mm. And that's how come him... You just couldn't get a job. Jobs was hard to find. And that's the only way we had to make a living. You didn't depend on somebody else feeding you or doing something for you for nothing, like welfare. We never depend on welfare, and right now, I wouldn't be on welfare if I wasn't doing nothing else. I wouldn't get on welfare. I'd be hunting me a job, it's something that I can do. I mean, I'm not too old that I couldn't work, and that's the way my daddy was. That's the way my granddaddy was, and that's the way her daddy was. They didn't depend on somebody. They didn't want somebody to do something unless you work for it. Now, if they want to give me a dollar and let me work it, cut them a pile of wood or something for a dollar, I'd be glad to do it, or dig a ditch for them. And back then, I'd take a ditch digging job or anything I could get. You had to in order to live. And I had these kids in school, and I had to keep them in school and keep them clean. And that's the only way I knew how to do it. So I went hunting alligators. And I hunted alligators and frogs too. I used to catch frogs, skin them out, and sell them. And I used to get 35 cents a pound. Now then you can get about a dollar and a quarter a pound for them.
What do they do with the meat from the alligators?
Nothing. Now there is people that eats it. There is people that eat it. I don't know. I couldn't tell you any old crackers, Florida cracker like I am, that does it, that eats it. Now, I did try it one time. Well, a fella fried some, and he fried it nice and brown, and I tried it just to say that I had eat a piece of it. And it tasted all right. But every time I start eat this piece of gator, I have skinned so many. I guess in my lifetime, I probably have skinned, I think I'd be safe saying 300 in my lifetime. And I had smelt them things so much, these alligators and skinning them, that every time I'd start to eat a piece of this alligator, I could smell it. It was in my mind, I know it, but it wasn't so because it was fried pretty and brown. And it's people that eat them. He just a reptile, well, just like rattlesnakes. I wouldn't dare eat a piece of rattlesnake, but there's people that eat them, and they pay a big price for them. And at this same time that I was doing these here hunting, at night a fella came here from Wauchula. He run a place down there that he can put rattlesnakes up in cans, see? Canned rattlesnake. And somebody knew me somewhere around the... sent him to see me here at the house. He came here at the house and he wanted me to hunt rattlesnakes and catch rattlesnakes for him. And I told him, no, sir. I said, I won't have none of that. I said, now, I'll kill him. He don't want me to kill him. See, he wants me to catch him alive and put him in a box.